is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
It's a good day program, day before Thanksgiving. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. It's time for us to examine your aspirations. The first ingredient of the day today is to open up your eyes, open up your mind, dream. You had a dream maybe during the night. It was a great dream. Was it a big dream? Did you think big? You have to think big to be big.
I had a dream last night.
I'm sure you did.
You remember your dreams all the time, don't you?
No.
No.
But this one is like now becoming recurring, and I think it just has to do with the stress that I've got going on in my life this week. But it's always, I had this dream that I'm in high school again and that I have forgotten that I was in a class. And I realized.
You're naked and ran around. And
no, and I realized that I'm now going to fail this class because I'd forgotten everything. I haven't taken I haven't taken any of the quizzes. I haven't done any homework.
All right, so there must be some application.
That's so funny.
There is always an application of a
fear
dream.
Of failure.
Fear of failure.
Take it into
no
account.
I'm no expert, but, you know.
Fear of flying.
But the other side of that is you are a high achiever. You're very high in many different ways.
Amen. I'm so high.
And you're very hard on yourself when you feel like you've done as well as you should have.
And in fact, you need to give yourself credit for being a high achiever. I think there are a lot of people who dominate you, and they're trying to control you in many ways. And there's a time.
Not anymore. Not today.
No. Okay. Don't get them. I mean, think about it though, for a second. If you dream little, you'll achieve little. If you dream big, then you win and achieve big. And I think Jennifer has always had big aspirations and big dreams, and
she works
despite
hard.
Oh yeah, she works
for the
hard.
Money.
And that.
All
right,
she works hard for
it. All right, Richie says, "Ask me what's the good news, Doug."
What's the
I'm not
going to
tell you now.
Rich, you tell him. I'm not taking this anymore.
I was cruising through the App Store this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our friend Greg Grunberg, who is trying to get people to download the Crush Candy app.
Crush Epilepsy.com.
Go to CrushEpilepsy.com and download the Crush Candy app.
Right.
And they will donate. It's a free app, a free game. It's like a puzzle game. They will donate $1 to,
$1
to finding a cure for epilepsy.
Yeah.
I was cruising through the App Store this morning. It's one of the top 20 free apps in the App Store.
Awesome.
That's
good.
Because of us.
Excellent.
Yep.
And being here the other day.
Yep.
And maybe if we're lucky, we play our cards right, we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanksgiving live here on the Good Day program tomorrow. Jennifer will be here. Roberta will be here. Richie will be here. Roberta, the Queen of Cheap, in a few minutes, has some really special deals as we get ready for the big Black Thursday and Black Friday celebration that some folks think is the most important part of the whole Christmas season.
Yes, we have deals today from Toys R Us, and this is a big deal, and it's only good for today, so you're going to want to hear about this. And we've got deals for Carter's and Oshkosh, and also how to get a free ticket to the new Disney Monsters. To the new Disney Monsters, Inc. 3D movie. And if you go on the site, also a whole bunch of ideas and tips on how to handle Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's important information. I think the image in my mind is what has been described by some people. I've never seen it, but I guess I'm wondering out loud now about the craziest thing that you ever saw in a store when it comes to Black Friday deals. 800-510-8255.
Extra points if the story comes from Walmart.
Yeah.
They're not happy at Walmart.
At Walmart, you know, most of the people there are on minimum wage. Most of the people that work at Walmart qualify for food stamps. Most of the people at Walmart are making $24,000, $25,000 a year, which is $10,000 a year
80%
under. 80%
of Walmart workers.
Which is $10,000 a year under the food stamp thing is. You can get food stamps, I think, if you make $34,000.
They use slave labor to create the products that they sell.
Yeah.
Then they use very cheap labor to sell the products.
Goodness. People on Twitter, actually, we were talking about Walmart.
America, so what does that tell you?
We were talking about Walmart planning this strike, and so I went onto Twitter to see what was trending. And actually, that's the story that's trending. The Huffington Post, a bunch of different people have put out stories about how 80% of Walmart workers qualify as for food stamps, and that they're saying that this is the new type of slavery in our country, which is, I mean, that's terrible publicity for Walmart. I mean, yeah. at least these people have jobs. I mean, to that respect, Walmart can't pay anybody less than minimum wage. People pay people minimum wage.
Well, the minimum
care.
Wage should be more anyway.
Oh,
minimum
come on,
wage is
please, there should be no minimum wage. Let's not have this conversation. The minimum wage should be set by a person's skill and
ability. We should force everybody to pay everybody what they should be worth.
But the other side of it is it worth more than minimum wage to work at a Walmart? And the answer is probably yes. Most retail establishments, people who come and are looking for things. I walk around. The biggest retailer I ever visit is Home Depot. It's a Home Depot about a mile from the farm. And I bet I'm over there 4 or 5 times a week getting things for the farm. Simple things sometimes a little more complex. And I always find the same 4 or 5 people in there and ask them how to find things or could they help me a little bit. And most of the time they're very good. And they aren't, I think they're making $9
a
lot of money.
Those guys.
And they're skilled.
Many of them can make some good money. Right.
Yeah.
They get electricians working in the electric department, plumbers in the plumbing department, and they don't make as much as they would if they were out working in
their
field.
Many of them, the economy's so bad they can't find work, Richie, so this is good work for them.
I know a guy who works as one of the assistant managers of the electric department. This guy does all right.
He does.
Yeah.
From our supermarket guru, Phil Lemper, today, a homemade Twinkies recipe. And the video of the day today at DougStefan.com, a New York restaurateur shares his recipe for a Twinkie turkey. It's called a Tur Twinkie. A Tur Twinkie. These things
like
are all over the place. Now, it looked like yesterday there might have been a save for those of you who like Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes and the breads and stuff, but the union once again dug its heels in. So whether it was yesterday or the day before, the union is responsible for 18,000 Americans losing their job because they didn't. This is the Baker's Union. All the rest of the unions agreed to what Hostess needed to stay in business because these people knew they, in order to have a job, they had to give a little.
Do you know what one of the items were that they were upset about?
One of the items the bakers are upset about?
This is absolute. Okay. Apparently, they have to now, Hostess had to give each different item its own truck. So they'd have a truck for Twinkies.
Yeah.
A trunk for strawberry
cupcakes. That's
what
they wanted. Yeah.
A truck for Zingers. A truck for chocolate cupcakes.
That's the question.
Exactly.
No why
wouldn't you just deliver multiple products at the same time?
Because they wanted to give jobs. They wanted to have more jobs for the truckers union. And so
is
that's
that unbelievable?
Well, it's
senility. I was a little kid, I remember seeing the Hostess truck come in, and the guy sitting in the store stacking the ding-dongs and the ho-hos.
All the various products that go out of there. Yeah. This is the sickness of the union movement in this country. And it is. It is a sickness.
Killing it.
How in the world, in this economy, do you have any brains at all? There should be a move. I'm not going to say what I was thinking because it's violent. But I will tell you that these people deserve no support whatsoever. What a shame. 18,000 Americans at Thanksgiving and Christmas get the pink slip because the unions wouldn't give in and be reasonable. This is ridiculous.
Now,
more than ridiculous. And it's a blackout. That's why Walmart gets away with what it does. And not have any unions there because they use examples like, okay, you want to have a union? We're going to fire half of you. That's how they get away with it because the unions, they can just point to, see what they did at Hostess? They're going to do that here to us. So don't vote for a union. That's what they do because the unions are stupid. How else do you explain 18,000 people getting fired? Some Mexican outfit's going to buy those labels and they're going to make all those things down in Mexico. They already made the deal.
But the deal is with, I mean, I would rather have, if we can't keep, I'd rather have Hostess stay here, but if we have to send it somewhere,
rather
having
it
go
to Mexico than China.
Absolutely. And you know what, it's the Bimbo Bread Company. I know it's kind of funny, but they do products already. It's B-I-M-B-O.
The Bimbo, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's already, they're already doing products like this, so it would be a natural fit, but.
I'm seeing some postings on Facebook against the Hostess company, talking about how the executives make too much money and talking about how these
they're supposed to make minimum
these kind of
money.
Labor
Welcome
strikes
to New America,
have improved safety in the factories because they were using antiquated machines and equipment, and how unsafe it was for the employees. And if it wasn't for these kinds of negotiations and strikes, that they would still be working in.
Welcome to the destruction of America from inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So I'm grousing and
don't
want to
even need anybody. Yeah.
I want to get to the Queen of Cheap, Richie. The Queen of Cheap has all of her deals for us, and she's ready to do it. So let's check it out. The Consumer Reports top 14 shopping tips for
she's
tomorrow.
The Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster.
Oh, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, let's start with a deal that is only for today. We have a special coupon for you at DougStephan.com. And what this does is it gives you 20% off any regularly priced item at Toys R Us. Huh. Don't wait till Black Friday. Don't deal with all the crowds. Just get this coupon and head over to Toys R Us today. This is a great deal, especially if you're doing holiday shopping. If you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, we have a free game rental from Redbox. We can text a specific thing to a specific number, and I'm not going to tell you because you're going to have to go to DougStephan.com to see it. Oshkosh and Carter's, 50% off on Black Friday. That's on just about everything on the website. Again, we have the coupon code for you that'll let you do that. Disney's also going to give you a free movie ticket to see Monsters, Inc. when you buy one of their 17 participating Disney Blu-rays or DVDs. So it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. Buy a Disney DVD, get a free ticket to Monsters, Inc. And JCPenney has quite a deal on small appliances on Black Friday. Apparently, they're going to be selling them for $8.
Really?
And that's not with a rebate. That's just you go in there and you give them $8 and you walk out with an appliance.
Oh.
So that's a really
Can
good deal.
Can I get a stove for $8?
Get a what? A stove? No, small appliances.
Small appliances.
Small appliances. Mm-hmm. And if you're gearing up for Black Friday, we have this great article courtesy of Consumer Reports magazine. It's the 14 tips that you need to make Black Friday very economically positive for you. And some of these are great ideas, like get the app before you go. Most stores will have some sort of an app, but get that onto your smartphone or your iPad or something like that. And the one that I like most is shop online first. A lot of these deals that you're going to see Black
That's
Friday
what you do.
Are available online. So why get off your comfy couch to have to sit in cold weather with a million other people? And
don't get
and
off your butt and do anything that's sit there on your butt.
Exactly.
All right, there you go.
Do it from the comfort of your home.
Yeah, right.
And you'll find all of these things at the DougStephan.com website. Go to the Queen of Cheap section, and you'll see this and a whole bunch more other ways that it can save you mucho moolah.
All right, so the Queen of Cheap box is on the left-hand side of the homepage, sort of below the fold. Right next to it is our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert's place, and he's got everything you need to know about using fresh herbs and how to procure them in the supermarket or where to go to get them. That's his expertise. Shopping, food, the things that are available. Now, I was teasing a little while, though. There is a homemade Twinkies recipe that the supermarket guru has in his box at DougStephan.com. Also, Phil Lempert has information on sugar and the sugar reform movement. That is, how to go to the supermarket and look at all the shelves of sugar and find out which one is best for you. I'll give you a clue. The white bleached sugar is the least. It's horrible for you.
The raw sugar.
Check it all out. Sugar reform at Phil Lempert's Supermarket Guru Box at DougStephan.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro EM1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Let's go back to last night and NBC's The Voice, with presentations beginning the program. Christina and her team performing her new song, Let There Be Love. What do you know about this song, Jen Jen?
That is her new song.
Oh, good. Thank you. Wow, she's smart. Yeah. How do you figure she's smart, Richie?
Because she knows her new song.
Oh, Jennifer is smart. I thought you were saying Christina Aguilera is smart.
But she is too.
Yeah, smart to make her team sing her new song.
Yeah, good promotion. Hey, good, crank it up, Richie.
Want you to take me completely. Want you to tell me. Want you to tell me.
Everything's got the same. I can be a pop hit artist. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, you can.
This is, thank you. This is the night where they reveal the people who are on the top of the list. And Nicholas David and Cassandra Pope, I'm sorry, is it Cassidy? No, Cassidy Pope, are the first two to go to the first of the top eight. So that happened after Christina and her team performed. And then Rascal Flatts showed up with their new song, Shame. And Cassidy Pope and Cody Ballou, the top two on the list, are singing with Rascal Flatts.
That's cool. That was exciting to sing with a big group like Rascal Flatts.
Awesome. Robert, did you watch this?
No, I didn't last night.
Too busy.
Actually, Victoria had her senior drama festival play last night.
Nice.
So we were at her school at LaGuardia. Oh, she's terrific.
That's
you
it.
Know, watching the kids perform, the seniors perform.
Right. All right, let's see here. Two more.
As you know, she goes to the same school.
Got it. So let's see here. Cassandra, I keep saying Cassandra. Cassidy. And Cody. Cody advances up to the top eight, and Des Duran.
Done with those two. They both made it?
Yeah, they both made it. All right, let's see here. They were both singing here with the Rascal Flatts. Next up, Adam and his team perform this crazy little thing called Love.
Sounds like something you'd hear on a Disney stage.
That doesn't sound good there. Anyway, Melanie Martinez was one of Adam's team performing on that, and she made it into the top eight as
I
well.
I can't stand her either.
Not liking this. All right, let's see. We've gone through all the teams, Adam.
Who do you like?
Everybody Christina. Else, those three other ones.
Here are Team Blake and Team CeeLo performing Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Pat Benatar.
Your voice last night.
Bored with the teams that sing together when it's like this group thing.
Yeah.
Like because you can't really tell whether...
I know.
It's like some chorus, and you can't really tell the individuals and whether they're any good or not.
All right, so Terry McDermott is in one of these two teams, and he made it through to the next round.
He's good. He's
then they announced the bottom four, Brian Keith, Amanda Brown, Trevin Hunt, and Sylvia Yacoub. Yeah. And the two that were eliminated were Brian Keith and Sylvia Yacoub.
No!
So Trevin is still there, and Amanda's still there. Sorry, Jen. Them's the facts.
No.
Now you don't have to watch, Jen.
Yeah, right. It just saved you
this is an outrage.
Hour of your life.
Blake Shelton fan club.
All right. We'll have our TV report coming up. How about a 2020 television quiz right now?
Sure.
800-510-8255. Jennifer Esposito. Jennifer has been talking about her and her fate at CBS and in the Blue Bloods. She's been a good part. I think she's a good actress.
I like
worked
her.
Worked well
yeah.
in that show. Anyway, she's been kicked out by CBS, and so that's part of the story. She was once married to an actor who was named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Who is he? 800-510-8255 here on Good Day.
Doug Steffen?
No.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blanc, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with our next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
On the Doug Steffen Free Thanksgiving Program, we'll be here live tomorrow, all of us. We wish you a
very happy, favorable, and a wonderful...
all those things will be, I think it'll be before Roberta loses it, right? I mean, early in the day.
What?
Roberta will not have lost it by then. Right. Okay, I want you to think about perfection and try not to be perfect. We were talking earlier, I was thinking about this.
I do my best every day not to be perfect.
Well, I know you do, but Jennifer, we
I don't have to
Jennifer
work at it. I am perfect.
Yeah, really.
Jennifer, we always kind of get this, we twist it around a little bit. Jennifer always becomes the object of our affection when it comes to talking about perfection because she really is, as she seems, a wonderfully open, giving, and marvelous human being. But that places a whole lot of pressure on people.
No
sometimes
kidding.
You say, yeah, it really does. And I'm one who believes you ought to apply a certain amount of pressure because people need to produce and they need to do their
sure,
best.
You thrive.
To encourage mm-hmm. people to do their best. But when it's the continuous, it's kind of like these kids playing baseball or football or whatever it is, their parents are on the sidelines. Go, go, go. What's the matter with you? Go, go, go. Yeah, at some point, you got to give the kid a break. And maybe that goes for all of us who are parents and our children of all ages, because everybody has a different path. I remember this, my lesson from my father was, and I didn't learn it until I was well into maturity, that even though he expected certain things, he expected me to be able to do what others did, and I didn't have the tools to do what others did. I had my own tools, and I found my own path, and it's taken me pretty much my whole life, even to where I am now, to sort of figure it out. And so the expectations that you place, I say to parents, the expectations that you place on either those who are siblings or those who are your children, your offspring, sometimes they have to be metered. There needs to be a reality to expectations. I'm not saying don't push because I think that's the problem. We have too many people who are just plain mediocre. They're getting along, mm-hmm. getting by just kind of sitting in a seat.
And we started to celebrate mediocrity.
Right, we have celebrated. That's why America's on the decline, because we have so celebrated mediocrity and not encouraged people to come up with ideas, do things on their own. Part of that is the problem the government has with the way they handle small businesses. But part of it is an educational thing. Part of it is parental. The generation
all I ask my kids to do is try hard.
Right. Well, but you have to give them an example. You have to show them that you're trying hard, Richie, because they will mimic whatever it is that you do.
Well, so the reason the media too.
Well, but the reason, I don't disagree
with
that.
Like the Simpsons. I mean, that celebrate mediocrity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it celebrates ignorance.
Right.
Not mediocrity.
But also,
it celebrates ignorance.
You can let your kids watch the Simpsons and explain to them that it's a television show, and that Bart is, and Homer are both jugheads.
He's been in third grade for 20 years. Do you want to do that, kid?
Right.
Exactly.
But you see, it creates a certain amount of stress because the peer group wants to do as little as possible. And then you grow up and you get into these unions, and the unions want you not to work fast and hard because it makes the rest of them who are lazy and sluggard look bad. And so you don't accomplish well. I mean, the union, we all know, and I've got this real bug up my butt because of the hostess thing about unions this week, and you'll hear a lot of it as I play my way through the scenario. As a guy who's run a number of small businesses through my life, I have found, and not always have I been a good motivator. Sometimes I've not been a good motivator, but for the most part, I think I know how to get people to do their best, and that's by design or by example. I work my arse off. I like what I do, and I'm fortunate to have found something in my life that I'm pretty good at, make a few bucks at, maybe not as many few bucks as I used to, but it's something that requires work and concentration. People say to me, why do you work every day? Why do you take no vacations? Why are you always on holiday? Because I like it, and because we're doing something that's good. And the same can be said of the farm. And the work that gets done there. It is important for us to set examples. If you don't lead by, if you teach your children to not achieve, and they can get by and you can collect things from the government or whatever it is, the country will slow down faster even than it has to this point and become more of an entitlement society. Somehow or other, we got to break the back of this thinking that has come from my generation, which had it rough, my father's generation, which had it rougher, and we wanted to make it easy. We thought we were doing our children a favor by making it easier for them. No, that doesn't make it easier or better. Maybe it does make it easier, but it doesn't make it better. It doesn't get us to the point where we have been over the years that this country has been in existence. You think that Washington set a bad example for his troops? Why do you think they won everything? Because he set the example. Lincoln, same thing. Why do you think he was as revered as he was? Because he set the example. Who around us today do we have that we pay attention to? The actors and the actresses, the people who get a lot of money for not doing a lot of work, the people who are rewarded that screw people and cheat. And that's just not the way. And probably there were those people were around in the past ages, but the news media wasn't around to highlight and glorify. I mean, here's an example. Listen to this. And this is something we'll all laugh about because it's so stupid. But when you think about how many people are following the Kardashian family and the fact that Kim Kardashian actually said and believed it had credibility, she apparently was quoted on TMZ or E or one of these places as being concerned about what's going on in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. She has a set of tweets about the current Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And so that, she says, has sparked her desire to educate herself about the political situation in the Middle East. So Kim Kardashian is going to appear at the openings of some of the millions of milkshake shops that are opening up in Kuwait and Bahrain. So she's going to take that opportunity, she says, to go on a major fact-finding trip to talk to people about what's going on in the Middle East so she can know and be as informed as possible. But she's doing it around her trip to appear at the openings of millions of milkshake shops that are opening up in the Middle East.
I'm sorry.
This is And this is the credit. I mean, people give the Kardashians credibility. Oh, she's Kim Kardashian. How does she get credibility? Because she's got a couple of boobs, right? Is that it?
Her credibility is what she sits on, I think.
All right, so maybe she sits on her credibility. But whatever it is, and we laugh at this, it's actually pretty funny.
The sad part of it is...
But they think this has value.
Very
how many people who follow her or think that she is important are going, what's the Middle East?
Yeah.
Let me look it
what's
up.
What's going on? Israel, where's that? What about the Palestinian problem?
Hey, man, Courtney thinks it's important. Right. Kim thinks it's important.
Courtney's busy.
I don't even know, by the way. What's a Millions? I've never been into a Millions of Milkshake shop.
It's I haven't either. But it's,
they have them around here?
People in L.A., in your area, actually.
They're over here in Santa Monica?
In Beverly Hills, Santa Monica area, Hollywood.
Are they on what? On because I was drove through Beverly Hills yesterday. Is there in the village there as we come through on Sunset?
I don't know. I have
to
look it up
Santa Monica?
For you. I think there's a couple of locations, but they have different milkshakes named after celebrities, and then you can create your own milkshakes. And
Oh, I love milkshakes.
So when they take these things to Bahrain, are they going to name them after the celebrities here, or will they get their
own celebrities?
Saddam
Hussein strawberry.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. What are they going to do? I mean,
Osama bin Barry.
Do they have a website, Millions of Milkshakes? They must have a website, right?
Yeah, I'll look it up for you.
Let's see if we can check it out. All right, I forget to repeat
the Osama bin Barry. It's exploding with flavor.
but do you understand how this is so laughable? That Kim Kardashian is going on a fact-finding trip to the Middle East around her appearance at the opening of Millions of Milkshake shops. Huh? And it has a certain amount of credibility attached to it. All right, so here's, I forgot to repeat the 2020 television news.
Oh my God. Why is this so funny to me? So I just go to millionsofmilkshakes.com, and the first thing that pops up is coming to Kuwait, Qatar, and Bahrain in 2012. Why is that so funny?
And Kim Kardashian is going to help them. Is she like the spokesperson for them here? Is that how she got connected with them?
So they must be owned by Middle Eastern...
I'm guessing that there's an Armenian connection. I'm betting that there's
Kim
an Armenian,
is Armenian
connection. Yeah, I'm betting that there's. My Armenians are very good business people, by the way. Extraordinarily good.
Oh my gosh, E is going to be documenting her trip on Kim Dubai.
This is a Ryan Seacrest production. That's what Seacrest is all over this stuff because he owns the Kardashians.
Yeah, U.S. headquarters, Shiraz Inc.
Yeah, right. Okay. Middle East. Yeah. Okay. Get it.
Shiraz Hassan, founder of Millions of Milkshakes.
There you go. All right, but I am going to look for the one, if it's on Santa Monica Boulevard or something, when I go over to
Vegas.
There's
one in Culver City and one in West Hollywood.
Okay. So
it's simple, Doug. You can choose from ice cream, non-fat yogurt, or non-dairy ice cream, and then 50 delicious toppings, making it yours, exclusive to
Maybe
you.
Maybe there's some ideas there I can steal for my milk store. We have ice cream and shakes.
Yeah, the founders are Shiraz Hassan and Paresh Shah.
Right.
Okay, we got it. Got it now. All right. this is very amusing. We didn't get, I didn't really repeat this question, and I ought to before Jennifer gets to the television report. I promised Richie we'd have some time here. Jennifer Esposito has a problem with CBS. And she's basically been fired from Blue Bloods, and she's been told that she can't work on other television shows if they air at 10 o'clock on other networks.
Because
she had celiac disease. So what I found out was she was married, and I'd forgotten she was married to this famous actor. So that's the question. If you'd like to have $150 worth of Pure Attitude fundamental cleanses and creams for your face, and then you call us at 800-510-8255. Jennifer Esposito once married to this actor who last year was named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Who was she married to? 800-510-8255 here on Good Day.
Mmm, yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
There was 50 cents. All right, Jen, your turn to star with the latest from television. Jamie Foxx is on Saturday Night Live. Did you see that?
Yeah, that'll actually be really funny, because I think this might be his first time on Saturday Night Live, actually.
No, I think it's his second.
Second, okay. Right. Well, there
but
you go.
But it's been a while since he did it.
Hey, right. Good news, bad news,
yes,
for Kelsey Grammer. You want to know what the good news is?
Yes.
He's getting
he'll
married
have
again.
More, no, he'll have more time to hang out at the Playboy Mansion with his baby.
Really?
Bad news?
Right.
Bob has
sure.
been canceled.
Uh-huh.
Aw, poor Bob. Uh-huh. I don't know. I never actually got into that.
Wow, television shows go so fast nowadays.
They really do. Good news for NBC. We like to follow a little bit about the TV world. The first time NBC has ever won sweeps, which they're uh-huh. expected to do this November,
right.
since 2002. Uh-huh. They're attributing their success to The Voice, to Sunday Night Football, and to their new shows Revolution and Go On. Kind
Revolution is good stuff. And
yeah,
Go On is
cool.
Now, isn't
too.
Hugh Laurie going to be in a new NBC show?
Yeah, Hugh Laurie.
I thought he was going to quit. I thought he'd had enough.
I thought so, too, but I guess when the money's right. And this project is kind of cool. I'm surprised TV hasn't jumped on it yet. It's a show that NBC is developing called Crossbones, and it's about Blackbeard the pirate. It's going to be based on the book The Republic of Pirates. It looks very,
very
cool.
He's going to play a pilot?
A pirate.
He's going to play a pirate.
A pirate, yes. He'd be Blackbeard.
He'd be a pirate.
He'll be the pirate in the pilot.
In the pilot, exactly.
In the pilot. He'd be the pirate.
Now, this would be a big coup for NBC, because they're going to have to pony up to get him, because he wanted to focus on his music career, so it would be a big thing.
Now, he plays with Grunberg in that group of the day.
He does.
Yeah, in the band from TV, sure.
Right.
Now, a little morning news gossip. The Today Show has had their issues. Well, now it's GMA's turn. Josh Elliott is in the hot seat for, I guess, just yelling and being very passive-aggressive at the staff.
All right, Jennifer Esposito was once married to Bradley Cooper, who was the sexiest man alive. I think, last year. I didn't realize. I didn't know that. So now you know something a lot of people had forgotten. Aren't you happy listening to the Good Day program, 51 after the hour?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's make it 53 after the hour, Wednesday, on the Good Day program. Time now for us to cook, if you'll you get that. This is a clever way of introducing Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, who's here with some Thanksgiving advice. And as you prepare to start thinking about Christmas, do not think of getting a pet from now until the end of the year. This is an age-old problem. Warren will explain to you why that is the dumbest idea of the season, but many of you will not pay attention, and therefore you may spoil the life of a wonderful pet. We'll talk about that in a second. This is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on Good Day.
Mmm, yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, before we get to the advice for pets for Christmas holiday season, the folks at PETA have requested that the President of the United States not pardon the two turkeys that are supposed to be pardoned. Now, turkeys are not necessarily pets, or have you? Now, I'm I just said that, and I know I'm going to eat my words, pardon the pun. I'm figuring that Warren has come across in his tour of duty over the last 35 years as America's foremost pet expert. You've come across people who've had turkeys as pets, right?
All I have to do is look in the mirror. I had Chomper.
I thought you were going to talk about present company in
Cleveland. No, I had Chomper. Chomper was a turkey that I had rescued many years ago, and he lived with me for like 7 years, and he had a really great... He lived with my chickens and my ducks and got along with everybody.
Uh-huh. And so what happened at the end? He just died?
He died of old age, yeah. He just died of old age.
What do you do with an old dead turkey? What do you do?
I used to literally, when I had my place in Cobleskill, which you know of, I did when I had my farm up there is I would actually bury my animals myself and then carve a headstone out of stone and leave it there. And when I sold the house, I made sure that would remain forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know that you had a farm in Cobleskill. I didn't realize that that's what you did with them.
Yeah, all my animals. I make their own headstones. I knock the stone. I carve it in myself.
Yeah.
At least I can do.
So then PETA says, don't pardon these poor, defenseless, wonderful, sweet birds. Please do not pardon them. So I guess so what? Are they on the right path? We were talking about being a vegetarian, not being a vegetarian. PETA, we always have our fun with them. But if you didn't have 46 million turkeys, I think, this year will be eaten at Thanksgiving, and 240 will be consumed over the course of the year. They are nice, friendly, sweet things, so say the folks at PETA.
Well, they are, but, PETA confuses me a lot. Years ago, I used to be a big supporter of PETA when they were first starting out, but now they put out these statements, and you know what? If I don't understand them, how could the general public understand them? They just totally baffle me sometimes.
Well, they're foolish.
They specialize in PR stunts just to get attention.
And you know what?
Their message gets lost in their silliness.
They get the attention. They get the attention. But what's happening is years ago, everyone was positive about what they were doing. Now when they put these ridiculous ads outside, it becomes almost kind of comedic to most people.
Right. I mean, you look at these things today. There are two things that are on the social media. One of them, Mr. President, please legalize pot. Mr. President, please don't pardon those turkeys. Come on. All right. So what about the dogs? And people looking at dogs now as a present for Christmas. Well, maybe we have to remind people a couple of times of this.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because for years and years and years, I always tell people you never, ever, ever want to get a dog or a cat around the holidays because, the trees are in the house, you're too busy, you're running in and out, there's all kinds of dangerous things around the house, and it holds true, but there is kind of a caveat to that. I've changed my mind many years ago, and I said, listen, if it's a matter of saving a dog in a life and death situation out of a shelter, I don't care if you adopt them on Christmas Eve, take them home. But the bottom line is if you're looking to purchase or you're planning in advance, try not to do it around the holidays because it's just too many crazy things going on around the house. And actually, more dogs and cats are returned in January than any other time of year.
All right. Don't do it unless it's a rescue.
Don't do it.
That's what Warren says. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com through dougstefan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.